This recording, Iran 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at the superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and gave her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Tehran, Iran. Actually, today is my birthday, 45 years ago. And I was raised there. My family, my father and my mom, they were from northeast of Iran. All of her parents, relatives used to live there. But we lived in Tehran and we raised in Tehran. But my best memory that I have was going to that city all summer. The whole summer as a vacation, and spend times with my cousins and aunts and uncles. In Iran, we had English as a second language. It's just like basically over here that they teach either Spanish or French in classes. Basically, we learned more words or vocabulary and very small grammars, like this is a pen, that is a door, those kind of things. When I was, after I graduated from high school, I had planned to come to United States and I started taking some English classes at English American schools. And I had a teacher named Mr. Carter on that time, I remember him. I took about 1 year of grammars and then I came over here. And of course, when I came here, first the accent was very hard for me to understand, because basically what we learned in Iran was English, not American. And the other thing that was very weird for me, I did notice that most of the people, they weren't using the whole grammar. They were sort of eating the words, and it was hard, like you had to get used to it. And somebody gave me an advice: if you want to learn a better English, you should listen to the news. In Iran, we have different kind of languages. Farsi is not just the only one. But I just knew how to speak Farsi. But if you go to different kind of part of country, you could see Turkish, Kurdish. Even when you went to my parents' hometown city, they had their own accent and they had their own vocabulary sometimes, which if for someone who's not used to the culture, when they went to that city, if they asked to give me a match and they use different kind of word, you were kind of unfamiliar. Excuse me, what did you say? So it just, you can see lots of different languages. They have all kind of religions, but the majority is Muslim, Shia. امروز روز خیلی قشنگیه و خیلی خوشحالم که اومدم اینجا. Today is a beautiful day and I'm very happy to be here.